Today is the second Sunday of Easter, which has also come to be celebrated as Divine Mercy Sunday. In the past, it was known as Low Sunday, a downgrade from last week's festivity. And in some places, this is Thomas Sunday. Since for centuries, on this, a week after the resurrection, we've heard the story of Jesus' transformational encounter with the apostle exactly a week after the resurrection. The 17th century Roman artist Caravaggio captured this scene in his painting, The Incredulity of St. Thomas. There, Thomas doesn't approach the wounded Jesus timidly, but with Jesus' guidance, sticks his index finger under a sizable flap of flesh on Jesus' chest. While Jesus winces ever so slightly, Thomas is all wonder. It's a revelation for him. Jesus' wound is a passage, a portal to Thomas's belief that Jesus Christ is his Lord and God. While Thomas has forever been called out for not having processed the whole passion, death, and resurrection deal after 1 week, I confess that I've been trying to figure it out for 66 years, doubting daily. I'm still scared to let go of something or someone I don't think I can live without. Still hesitant to lean back, let go, loosen my grip. Still slow to submit to the fact that I am not my Lord and my God. After all these years, I still whine over my woundedness rather than recognize it as the passage, the portal for union with Jesus Christ, an opportunity to know the great healer. In the end, clearly, we will never, ever figure it all out because my Lord and my God is not an intellectual assertion. It is a cry of the heart, a collapse into mercy. It's the way from death to life.